Hi, this is David.
David, Austin Ridley.
Hey, Austin, how you doing, partner?
I'm good. How'd you like talking to my buddy Dean?
Hey, Dean's a good guy, man. Very knowledgeable. He's a smart guy. We had a great conversation.
Yeah, he likes to display his knowledge.
His intelligence. Yeah, no, definitely. And it's a good thing. I love having intelligent conversations, especially with people that...
He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy, but he's an honest guy. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, you know, that's the greatest thing of all is being honest. There's a lot of sneaky little fuckers out there.
Yeah, no, for sure, yeah, there is. You can get sneak attacks.
Anyway, so that's right. So let's get this cracked off. Let's do this.
Okay, let's get it going, man. We're definitely excited, Austin. Let's see what we can do here. All right.
But I want, you know, what I'd like is like to cover a couple of details. Number one, one of my concerns is if I have you guys represent me with this ads campaign, whatever alterations you make to my website and any campaigns that you run, if I choose to part company with you guys, will you guys retain ownership of any of the media that you produce on my behalf that I pay you to produce?
Good question. So the domain is yours, so that continues to be yours. That won't change. The content inside of the website is what I'm thinking you're pertaining to, right? So obviously we would stop running the promotion. We'd stop the optimization. Any content that's inside the website,
that's
like pictures.
Stuff.
Yeah, so all of that's going to stop, right? But now any content that's inside of your website that's like yours, like your pictures, your photos, your types of galleries, that's your stuff. Any type of technology that we have in the website, things that we put up, links, things like that, all of those, they would die, they would go dead. Obviously, they wouldn't be working, right? Because we're no longer working with the website itself. So you would, at that point, it would be another company that would take care of that website for you.
Right. So you're talking about embedded links in my...
Yeah, like the embedded things, like the information
that
we're putting out there.
Is that going to be on the front of the page, or would that be on the back end?
Well, that will come like in the web design phone call that you have. You know, so you have a phone call where you're asked on your design, you know, things you like, things like that. So
there will be some things that'll be retained as your intellectual property, and then certain things that'll be mine.
Yes, which is like your photos, your work, you know, things like that, things that you've submitted over for us to put in there, things like that, correct?
Yeah. Got it. Obviously, my photo, yeah, my photos are mine.
Exactly.
Right, before I just hand you over my credit card information, what I'd like to see is, you know, at least either a quote or a work order or something.
Yeah, for sure.
In my email before I give you a payment.
Absolutely. Give me one second.
Please.
I'll deal with that for you. It's Austin at rats.guru. For sure. And what we also do before we process any payments as well, we do what's called a voice verification, and we send this out to you in writing as well, right? Since we have you on a discounted pre-agreement, we go over, we outline the program, we outline the pricing, we outline the reoccurring amount, and then we go over your cancellation details, right? So that way you understand.
Okay, can you hold one sec, David? One sec, David.
Yeah,
one sec.
For sure.
Matt. Yo, were you looking for coffee? Were you looking for the coffee station? Okay. I thought you were looking for the coffee.
No, I just...
Oh, they're over by the bagno.
There's one there. Yeah.
Right next to the bathrooms. Good on ya. Okay, David, I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. I'm working on your email right here, putting up your proposal.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. There's that one. I was just thinking about, cause I have that link, right? I mean, we can't choose who we're featured on, right? And I was,
what's up?
Speaking. So I was just thinking about the conversation I had with your representative, right? Because I told him about our feature, right? And we were featured on CNBC and NBC. And we didn't choose them, right? I mean, it's just who made the story on us because they were covering the, you know, the businesses that we were helping, right? And he gave me his opinion on CNBC. And I thought it was kind of funny because, I mean, I do share kind of the same values with him, right? But it was, and then right now it just pinged in my mind because I was sending you the email. And at the bottom, I always link in some videos, right? So, anyways.
Yeah.
I'll send that out to you, brother.
Okay, so let's take a look here. Here we go. We specialize in helping businesses get placed, be found, and generate more branded exposure. Who's calling me? This looks like somebody else. Okay. 449 a month, no contract with one time setup fee of zero for the.
Yeah, because there's a $299 setup fee for all this, but Amy had already, she left me detailed notes, so I knew where all the discounts were going.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. We look forward to working with you, man. Amy's exciting. She says you're definitely a character, but that you got a solid head on your shoulders, and she feels like this is going to be a great, you know, business partnership for us, as well as I do, man. You know, we do talk to a lot of business owners, and us two running the state in two different areas, right? So, I mean, I do feel this is going to be a great partnership for us.
We're going to give it a try. We'll see what happens. I really need this to work. I have a need for a business like yours to actually do the work that they say they're going to do and show it in results. Because if I'm not making money, then I can't continue to afford the service.
Absolutely, and that's one thing.
And
that we
so did. I was spending a lot of money on Yelp ads. I was spending more than double what I'm paying you on Yelp ads, and I was getting a couple of bites here and there, and then I was additionally spending money on Google ads, and I got zero traction.
Now,
and if you were to Google businesses in my area, you couldn't even find my webpage.
And that right there, yes, why the Google ads weren't pushing the way that they should. Because you didn't have the optimization behind it, right? To be able to drive that algorithm, create that footprint. When it comes down to Yelp,
well, let's get her done.
Even though you were getting a few bites, Yelp is actually encompassing this package. So your Yelp submission and subscription is going to be taken care of. If you're paying anything to them, cancel it. You ain't got to worry about it. It's already encompassed here. We're partnering with them as well.
Okay.
So you'll continue to get
those. And you'll go through and get the little glitches out. I guess I have some of the editing that needed to take place before the campaign was authorized didn't get completed. I didn't edit it correctly all the way through, and so there's small inconsistencies, and Amy was saying that would cause my SEO to drop because
algorithm.
Anyhow.
Okay,
anyhow,
so glitches for editing now, but the glitches, I want to make sure that I have it in there so we can cover it for you, because we will cover it for you, but the glitches ready, that's within the Yelp listing?
Yeah, okay, so I've got this all found out. Okay, and so then... So then,
My Psych Demo. Do I fill out the My Psych Demo?
No, that's like a demonstration.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so then,
catch you up for
so then what do you need from me? So then, let's see. Let me look closer at this email. About Local Splash. I'm not seeing any kind. So this is like, okay, this is pricing. Mm-hmm. Month to month, no contract with a one-time setup. Okay, so then will I get a receipt that I am paying this?
Absolutely. So like I said, we're going to send you a receipt and we're even going to mail you out verbatim in writing our voice verification, which is basically the outlining of the actual program itself, right? So, and that's before any type of payments gets processed. We'll read it to you.
And then if I authorize this purchase right now, when does when does the service begin?
Okay. Good question. So we authorize the service today. We get started. What we'll do is we'll set you up for your client onboarding call. That was a 30 to 45 minute call where we're going to dive into depth about the business and set up all the information, right? Keywords, geofences, all that good stuff. So the ball gets rolled immediately. That's day 1 to 3. By day 5 to 7, all of your directory submissions are out and live, which is also going to be, that's Yahoo. No, I'm sorry. That's Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. With Bing, we're going to handle all your initial content creation. So it's going to be seamless. You'll get an email when that's live. That's day 5 to 7.
Okay.
Right, as well as, go ahead.
So then I'll set up my onboarding call in the next 3 to 5 days?
No. The onboarding call, we're early enough. Let me look at my calendar. We're early enough in the day that I could probably squeeze you in later today if you have some time. If you'd like your representative to handle that call for you, he can. Yeah, actually, I do have some slots for later today. It looks like I have.
Okay, so then when can
2 p.m. available. Well, we can make that purchase right now. So we'd be able to set you up, and then I'd send you your calendar invite for 2 p.m. where we do your client onboarding call. So I call
okay,
you back.
Let's make this happen right now.
Okay. What card are you going to be using?
This is a Visa.
Okay. And the card number?
4315-0375-3927-6208.
Okay, I'm going to read it back to make sure I have it correct because it's going to X right after this. We got 4315-0375-3927-6208.
That's right.
Okay. Expiration?
0627.
Okay, that's June 2027. Security?
107.
Okay. Now, I'm not processing anything yet. Before we process any type of transaction, like I said, we're going to go through that voice verification. Now, the reason why we do this, obviously, like I said, it is we do have you on the discounted pre-agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we're going to send to you in writing with your invoice. Okay. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me and say, hey, Dave, can you explain that for me? So I'll slow down, I'll clarify and rephrase. Just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we process any transactions. Sound good?
Sounds good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, please state the name of your business.
Scratch.guru.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
My name's Austin Ridley, and my title is the owner of the business, sole proprietor.
Okay, so now, are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct? Okay, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So you're going to be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, that's the one we set up earlier as your pet's first name, and that's going to be Crumpet, okay?
Sure.
So now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so calls will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts.
Let me get that number one more time.
Yes, sir. 877-635-6225.
Okay.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. So now your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April the 7th, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $449. Now when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $449. This will be a recurring payment.
Explain to me the second payment.
Okay, so basically after you make your second payment, then the agreement continues to automatically renew, which is your second month. So that will be reoccurring.
Oh,
after.
So it's month to month right now. And
absolutely.
After second payment, then it'd be auto pay.
Absolutely correct. Like I said, we're looking to earn that business, right? So now you may. Go ahead.
But I understand that correctly?
Yes, you do understand that correctly. All right. So now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, you must speak to a live representative. Go ahead.
877.
Yeah, 635-6225. That's the one I gave you earlier.
Oh, 6225. Okay, so if I call them and talk to a live rep.
A live representative, that's right. That's our 24/7 customer service hotline. But you'll still have our extensions, obviously, for myself and Amy.
Right. And then if I want to cancel, let's say I'm in the middle of the month, it's going to auto-renew on the 4th. Why am I making the payments on the 4th when today's the 7th? I feel like I'm losing 3 days.
No, I didn't say – I said April the 7th, 2020. So 4/7.
Right.
Like four is the month.
We're making the payment today on the 7th.
Yes.
You're saying that the auto payment would generate and go through on the 4th of every month.
On the 7th.
I'm curious why so it goes through on the 7th of every month?
Yes, it will automatically renew on the 7th day in the amount of $449. That's right. Of every month, correct.
All right.
Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So that was answering that question you were asking me about. If it's the middle of the month and you're about to get, you know what I mean, you want to cancel,
right. You
call us 3 days, business days before your next billing is due. Speak to a live representative. We take care of that for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, give me 1 second. Right, I need to get some. Get that calendar spot secured for us. So 2 p.m. is going to work for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me get you all set up there. Right, awesome. I'll be like to be the first one to welcome you to Local Splash. Now, let me go ahead and get this client interview set up. You're going to receive this invitation via email.
Did you process the transaction?
Yes, it just went through.
Okay.
And that one will be mailed out to you with your invoice and also the voice verification, right, that we went over. So
okay.
Let me see, 415. I got a couple more steps here. I got to get you scheduled. 320. 0044. Okay. We got Austin Ridley. I think it's just scheduled for two different appointments. One of them is going to be your client onboarding. The other one's going to be for your MySite.
What's it called?
For your MySite, like the updates we're going to do and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to get you scheduled for that.
When should I expect that?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm getting this one scheduled, and then I'll pull up some times for that one so we can get that scheduled.
Okay.
We got David, Austin, and our client onboarding team. Okay. I just sent that invite out for you. That one should go over to your Google Calendar. Okay, perfect. Now let me get started on our other one. Get in touch with some names. Now I'm going to send you out an initial invoice along with some terms and conditions. Okay, you should have just received that one as well.
Now, where are you sending this?
That one. You know what? You're right. I need to email it to you. I sent it over
but
via text
before
message.
Before you email it to me, that's fine. You can email. Do me a favor. Can you use my different email from the?
I'm sorry. What was that, Austin? I lost you at the very end.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was hoping you could use ratsguru415@gmail.com for all our communications rather than austin@rats.guru.
Okay. ratsguru@gmail.com, you said?
No, it's ratsguru415@gmail.com.
415. Okay, yeah, I'll update that for you. All communication will start going to that one.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, that one's saved. And tomorrow we have availability. What time works best for you? We have until 3 p.m. available.
Obviously, earlier in the morning works. Earlier is better for me.
Okay. 8 a.m. again?
Yeah, that should work. Should work.
Okay.
I got that one scheduled down. I got that updated for your email.
And you'll be hearing back from me at 2 p.m., Austin. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, like I said, man, it's definitely exciting to be able to work with you, Austin. And I'm going to go ahead and get our client onboarding team ready for your phone call at 2 p.m.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll look forward to the call.
Absolutely. Okay. We look forward to it as well. Speak to you in a bit.
Ciao for now. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.